And Debreeze, experts in business, leadership, and lifestyle.
Skilling you softly to a successful you. Emotions are your value, and your value is your business. UK Health Radio.
We are here and we are up and running. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. 1 2 1 2. You. Where are you? Where are you right now? You are with UK Health Radio, and you're with myself, Paul Rees, going from the other end. And I have my cheap mic and my cheap laptop and everything else that comes with cheapness in my life. Because you know what? I'm a tight taff. I'm not a tight taff really. Because my dad will tell you, you'll spend anything on a mountain bike, but anything after that, you say, shall we go to the thrift store and have a look? Because do you know what? I am. But you know what? I like to stretch my money. Do you know what I mean? I like my money to work for me. I like my health to work for me. I like my life to work for me. I like the universe to work for me. I like all those things that are important to say, do you know what? You work for me. You owe me. I don't like going cap in hand. I like going heart in hand. There's a difference. But if you go cap in hand, here's my thought on that. When you're cap in hand into life, you know, you still have a fair bit of work to do on yourself. That's okay, but recognize that. If you're going heart in hand, now that's very different because you're paying it forward and you're collaborating. And you know what? When you do that, then you gain experiences. And let's think about experiences, listeners. Do you know what I mean? Experiences create experiences. Very generalized thing to say, we could say. Yes, absolutely. But then what they say is you can't buy memories. Well, you know, maybe you can't, but I'm not a believer in buying memories. I'm a believer that you have to make your memories. And how you make your memories is by collaborating with other souls and other beings who enjoy making memories. When that happens, you're no longer making, you're living in, you're expanding out. And you become a lived memory. Let me see what I mean by lived memory. Lived memory means that it's like a domino effect. When you're living a memory, it automatically creates the next one, the next one, the next one. And before you know it, your life is just on this roll, this momentum of living out, living out, living out. And then what happens? You attract in those living out people. Let's call them tribes, but we don't want to go too far with this word. Let's soften this word and say, when we meet those people that have the same emotional commonality as ourselves, we then end up doing together. Now, let's take the word doing away, being. We end up being together. And then what happens is we end up attracting more of those being together people. And then effectively what happens is we create this mass experience, this mass memory of life that we take into a life. Now I'm talking in layers here today, listeners. I know. It's like there he goes, layering it all up. But sometimes you've got to lay it up, because here's where we are. I have some beautiful guests with me today. You know, we bumped into each other on the traveling airwaves of Zoom. Right, we were traveling and we just hooked up with each other on Zoom, and we thought, we have some commonality here. Yeah? We do. We just love the experience of life. And do you know what? I was originally talking to the male of the home, but then I heard about the female, which was this person's wife. And I thought, wow, I've just got to get this power couple on you. Yeah? I just have to get them on. And I looked at my schedule. I thought, listeners, do you know what? I'm going to cheat a little and get them in as early as I can in case they change their mind. Because, you know, here's the thing. When you meet a couple that have effectively demonstrated every possibility to live their life to their greatest stretch without having to win the lottery, then you know you've met a couple that are soulmates. You know you've met a couple, you know, that are dedicated to really wanting each of themselves to experience the most of each of themselves within their life. And what that really did resonate with me when I had that conversation with the husband, I'm going to say, of the couple, because, you know, it reminds me of me and my Deb, because, you know, me, my job is to make Deb love Deb. And when you carry that, when you meet people who have that same momentum, you just got to share it out there. Because what it means is that it means that this isn't something you've got to earn a high income for, win the lottery. You know, this isn't something, this is an emotional currency. You know, when I go on about emotional currencies, it's hugely important because it's called a life currency. And when you meet other people that are dedicated to a life currency, then we go back to remember the earlier part of the conversation. You know, you get these tribes of individuals who just love the simplicity of experience. Now, let me put that again. The simplicity of experience. So what happens is people assume experience you've got to have a credit card for. You've got a large bank account for. You haven't. Simplistic experiences are the food for the soul, the food for the mind, and the food for the future of your life. And that's why I want to bring on these two beautiful people here today. Our amazing power couple, our amazing husband and wife is what I say. Now, apparently, old wife, the wifey was a little bit hesitant in coming on today. So Mr. Husband had to just twist the arm a little, get it all aligned, and she's got her favorite gem round her neck, a lucky gem round her neck to give her support here and all these beautiful things. I'm here's the thing, you know, we're talking from South Africa to London and London back to South Africa and a whole ton load of foot miles, air miles, car miles, whatever miles you want to put it there, played up to make this beautiful couple's life. I want to bring him in, the wonderful, the amazing, I'm the ladies first, which is Marissa, and of course, the one who tags along behind, Stuart Harlett. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It's beautiful to have you on here, and welcome to UK Health Radio, guys. You can come in.
Thanks.
Thank you, Paul. Wow, that's quite an intro, hey? You're talking our language.
And I must say, I don't know if he's always tagging along. I'm trying to keep up sometimes, so.
Marissa, I have no doubt that Stuart is someone you have to keep up with. But here's the thing. My wife often says that to me, but you know what? If she wasn't there keeping up with me, I would fall behind her.
Yes,
That's
absolutely.
I would,
100%,
because
eh?
yeah, she doesn't keep up with me. She keeps me going.
There you go.
No, this one's strong. This one is a strong cookie, eh?
So guys, let's jump in.
Strong.
Because here's what we have is, you know, Marissa, you are a reflexologist and health coach. You know, we've got a whole ton of stuff that goes on there, you know, looking where you have people who take responsibility for their own health, balancing the body through the aid of reflexology. Big fan of reflexology. Okay, I'm not saying I've done enough it in my life, but I get it. And I realize the importance of it also. And then, of course, we have the beautiful Stuart for yourself. Herbalife has been a part, is a big part of your life, but I'm going to say that's not the core of what makes you special. That doesn't mean I'm taking away the importance of Herbalife because you are your own man and you are dedicated. You know, you're a wellness coach, health and fitness. There's loads of things. Everything that's related to clean is a big part of who you are. So I want to bring that in because you are definitely an influencer in people thinking better, being better, and living cleaner with themselves.
Absolutely.
I would say Herbalife is just giving him the vehicle to do be what he is. So Herbalife is giving him that.
Now, do you see that, Stuart? What lovely Marissa did then was strengthened you again because it was like, no. I love
Every
that.
time.
I could see that. That was a love thing. That was a love thing. Well done. Well done then, Marissa, love, because you just propped him up again. Not that he needs it, but you just did that for sure. Now, guys, let's go into things. I want to talk about, you know, your journeys and things. I want to go there first. Now, just for our listeners, for all your listeners out there, you know, I have a beautiful husband and wife here. You've just joined us. Why did I want to get Stuart and Marissa on the show? Well, because you know what? They are a true testament of what so many couples are trying to do in life, which is experience as much as they can within their life. Experience as many views and as many picture windows as you can, and as many parts of the world, let's say, as we can. Europe, whatever we want to say. And you've done that, and you found yourself back in South Africa, and you found yourself really bringing all that you digested in those experiences now that are a big part of what it is you deliver out into, I'm going to say, the life currency of people's lives. via Quiz, creating health, wellness, and all the beautiful things that come with us, you know, being human beings over human doings. And that was my
absolutely. Point. I feel like I've just relived the last 30 years in what you've said in the last 5 minutes. It's amazing. Yeah.
But you know what?
Yeah.
I mean, before we come on the show, you talked about your, I'm going to say the word, your tribe, okay? But they're all the people that kind of all collaborate, because let's go back to South Africa to London. Let's start at that early part. I mean, I just spent spent 2 days in London last week, and truthfully, while it's a great city, I am glad to get out of the bowels of London.
Yeah.
You know, it's not something that energizes me. That doesn't mean that London is wrong. It just doesn't for me. You know, so you
Well, it started as London, but then we ended up in Thames Ditton, close to Hampton Court in Surrey. So although we worked in central London, we lived out of central London. So it was a fast train in. So we still had the countryside. We grew up in the countryside and in the surf and in the sea as youngsters. So London, from coming from a small town to suddenly being in London, it was crazy. And we liked the craziness for a couple of years. Yeah.
Yeah. Very convenient for the go-go years.
It's important. We are our animal days. Do you know what I mean? We have to behave unlike human beings for a period of life. We know how important it is to be a human being. Man, it really is. But in those times, because, you know, there's a huge spiritual, you know, connection to who you are as a couple and in life. Otherwise, you'd not enjoy what you're doing now. But if you go back to those, you know, those days in London, you know, do you feel they were... that you were yet to meet that part of you, which was that spiritual part, or was it bubbling away there in the background?
I think it was bubbling, especially for you, Hem.
Yeah, I think so. It's part of the. It was the next step to open the journey, the path, But I think you're the same.
We both grew up very open like that, outdoors. And we studied, you know, we got our diplomas, went over to London. And it, as I said, coming to a massive city and seeing the different cultures, we were taken by that immediately. And
you always used to read in the books about the streets of London. And I remember as a teenager, I must have been about 14. And when people say, what are you going to do when you grow up? I just thought I want to travel, but I didn't really know what I was going to do. And that's actually why I chose radiography too, because, you know, I knew I could work overseas.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those seeds were planted early in our lives. Mm. And actually, when I met Stu as a student, one of the first things that attracted me to him is he just wanted to go see the world. And I thought, oh, nice, crazy.
I love that soul connection. I'm a big fan of soul groups and things and people meeting because they're all part of the same group and out then for that venture of experience and growth, you know, emotional growth and things. Because, you know, when you go a radiographer, I mean, that's a pretty kind of, I don't know, clinical, mechanical career.
No, for sure.
Computers. I was in computers, and she was in radiography, which was very probably not the path that we should have gone, but it was very convenient at the time because it gave us the vehicle to be able to earn pounds, really quite a good income.
Yeah.
And you know, coming from the South African currency, which was rands, is very difficult to travel the world. And suddenly we had these massive. You know what? If you haven't seen a pound coin. until you've gone to London and you hold it in your hand and you think, wow, this thing's so heavy and it can take you so far. And suddenly the next minute it was taking us all over the world. So it's
brilliant. Yeah. I mean, how long, Marissa, how long were you a radiographer for then?
All in all, about 25 years. I did my 3-year diploma and then, worked for... 22 years after that. So I worked in lots of hospitals in London and came back and worked in South Africa. Mm-hmm. So it was a long time. I loved it, but sort of from early days, I knew that that wasn't what I was going to do forever, purely because of you're stuck in an x-ray department, and in England most of the x-ray departments are in the basement, so you don't really see the sunlight. I love the fact that I could help people in the medicine and health part, but yeah, I was a bit confined and there was no room for growth.
When you think about, you know, when you think about, you know, a radiographer, then reflexology, man, that is like night and day. It's such a differentiate.
It's still physiology, though.
Yeah, they actually meet in a way, because
this you both are,
yeah, I don't want to. Radiography is a good profession. So, if anyone listening to it, we need good radiographers all around the world. So, it's definitely something to do. But I just found that not forever. Lots of my radiography colleagues and friends, lots of them stopped doing it after a certain age because of the night shifts and that, you know, it's quite physical.
Yeah.
And but the fact that you're actually also taking care of patients, and as a reflexologist, you're taking care of your clients. Some of them are patients, so that healthcare and nurturing is there.
But then, you know, one is very more clinical than the other one. You know, one is definitely a feely, you know, a touchy-feely connecting to the person delivery. Well, the other is mechanically, yes, you are caring for, you know, your
patient.
Yeah, thank you for that word. Thank you for helping me there. Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it? Yeah. Couldn't remember the word patient, but you're caring for the patient. But now, of course, they're not patients, they're clients. You know, it's a very different, I'm going to say again, it has that night and day feel to me, because you've got a machine that's effectively doing the outcome as a radiographer, but as a reflexologist, your fingers, your senses, your spirituality, your emotional experience is what effectively becomes the machine that is helping that individual to experience what are unique connections between their body and their energy lines.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I've been lucky enough to watch it from the side and watch Marissa help her clients, and it's and watch them transition. It's been amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, but what I want to say there, you know, in radiography, obviously you get different specialities, and you get your MR and your CT scans and your ultrasounds. And I did CT, and I didn't touch my patients enough. So it's funny that you actually pick up on that, because the treatments that we did in the hospital, where I actually had to hold the patients more.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that more. So yeah, I hear what you say. But also the other thing, the medical part and the holistic and the alternative part of medicine is what I also love, because although reflex is the therapeutic alternative medicine, it needs to integrate with medicine. And I'd love being sort of in the middle of that, because I've got the medicine background and info, and now with holistic healing, because you know you have to take your own responsibility for your health, and then if you need the medicine and all the treatments, then you go that route. So I am grateful to have both sides.
I want to ask, do you think then, Marissa, that because of the experience you had in the hospitals, and the knowledge from there, that has brought a very niched, different approach to how you do your reflexology. Do you feel that you just have a slightly different or a profoundly different edge to it? Because I can see that being there.
I do believe that, yes. Also, the benefit of seeing so many scans and the organs and... it's like when I work on someone and do reflex, and for those who don't know what reflexology is, that you work on pressure points on the feet and on the hands and on the ears and on the face, and that corresponds with organs in the body and opens our meridians. All bodies have 12 meridians, so those energy paths clear. So when you work on a person's feet and you go over, say, the colon reflex, and as a therapist, you sometimes feel little grainy bits or hard bits or whatever, but I almost see the colon in like my mind's eye. But
wow.
I think also from seeing the scans for so many years, if that makes sense.
Oh,
so
that's Marissa, that's such a powerful shame to how you do your reflexologist. You know, I believe that all organs have their own personalities. That's my belief, is that my heart has a personality, my liver does, my kidney does, and they all function in their own happy way. They communicate to each other. I believe one is a boss, one's not the boss, and I believe one can self, one can be happy. I'm a believer that that is the case. And, you know, and again, coming back to having that medical background, bringing that into and do you feel reflexology, do you feel this? It's changing its shape now to what it might have been 10 years ago. You know, I'm really interested to see how these are evolving.
It definitely, there's more awareness and it's got more credibility because obviously there's more research going into reflex and, you know, there's it's the fMRI. So it's a functional magnetic scan that they use to actually scan the brain these days, where they can really see the changes in brain tissue while you're having reflex. So there's definitely more awareness, more credibility, and more people to help. And it's such a simple, ancient therapy that everybody can do to better themselves. I have I trade with two or three of my therapist friends and basically have a reflex session once a week if time allows. And from doing that, I can feel it on my health. Obviously, we take our healthy Herbalife supplements and we live a healthy lifestyle, but I definitely for sure, cellular stress and inflammation, all that, it's a wonderful treatment. And I think more people are aware of that, yeah.
I mean, even for backache, I play squash, and I when I get to have a when I can book an appointment with Marissa, I've got a big, but the relief I can get on my lower back, just from pressure points on the feet, it's just insane.
Mm.
It is. It's beautiful, and we're going to jump back into this. But here we go, listeners. We're going to jump into our first commercial year, and we're going to be back in about 90 seconds, but then it could be a little bit more. You know me, I'm not really kind of stuck on time. So bear with us and we'll be back in a sec.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Happy days, and we are back in. We are up and running, of course. We are with the amazing, the fabulous, the outstanding, I'm going to say, Marissa Stewart. Holla, 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 holla. I love to get
holla,
it.
Holla.
Holla. There it is. It's holla. I'm getting it, man. I'm getting it, listeners. It's holla. And yes, listeners, these beautiful couple, why are they on here? Because you know what? It's fantastic to bring onto the show, you know, a married couple that are solely connected. I've done all these travels, and we're going to talk about that in a sec. But before we do, so, Marissa, what are your contact details, Ev? How do we find you?
Okay, well, in South Africa, you'll find me on my phone number, WhatsApp number. I'm also registered with the Allied Health Profession Council, which is for South Africa. So if you Google Marissa Heller, I'll probably come up on that site. Mm-hmm. I've got a reflexology page that it's Marissa Heller Reflexology. And mostly word of mouth. But I guess for the listeners out there that we're talking to, the easiest one now would be on my Facebook page, Marissa Heller Reflexology. I'm not a massive admin lady, so I don't have a website. It is mostly word of mouth and, inviting people, obviously, through our Herbalife community.
Well, you know what, Marissa, you're too earthly to get caught up in the digital stuff of life. Yeah. You do deserve a website, though, girl. Do you know what I mean? Someone like yourself needs to be found. And I would love to see the Marissa Haller workshops being out there, and beautiful opportunities to spend an hour or two with you in a seminar and have these wonderful experiences talked out, you know, because, you know, go on, there's a finger up there, let's have it. Was anybody who did it?
I mean, no, Stuart. Just that.
Go on, girl.
Hey, what?
Okay.
I just want to say that's true, but all those workshops take away the time where you can actually have your hands on the feet and body to heal people. So I hear you.
Yeah.
But
Listen, you know, Marissa, I get you're a one to few business, but I also think you're a one to many messenger. And I think that, you know, I'm going to put it out there. Let's have Marissa doing an odd workshop or two, you know what I mean? Let's just put it out there. Let's make it happen, you know?
Didn't hear that?
No. I'm having a good laugh to myself. Yeah.
You have a beautiful support system. He's right in front of me called Stuart. He's a beautiful man. And, you know, I can tell when he looks at you, he doesn't just look at you, he looks into you. He really does. Yeah. And that is fantastic to see. A couple that have done all you've done in life, being in love at the level you are in life. And sometimes we forget that. We forget that. And when you do see that in individuals like you're seeing yourself, it's important to say, darn it, it's nice to see a couple so in love.
Yeah, it's true. Nice. Every day is Valentine's Day. So we just have to be.
She doesn't believe in Valentine's Day because she says Valentine's Day should be every day of the year. You know what I mean? Like, come on, guys.
I so agree. Now, here's where we are. Let's talk about the travels a little because, you know, you left London. Did you leave London to get back to South Africa or was there a whole ton of stuff in the middle?
Well, we got to London, started our careers straight away. Really, we started working immediately. And immediately went, you know, we were like, right, where are we going? Where do we go? And it was everywhere from the islands of Indonesia to surfing Western Sumatra to, you know, we did a whole 8 months going into Mexico, Ecuador, Peru, Bolivia, Chile. We hiked Machu Picchu. We went to Disneyland. We went to New York. We went to Asia. I mean, it just never ends, you know, and
there's still so much to do.
So you know, we ticked off a lot, but we've still got a hell of a lot to do. But for us, it was always backpacking and eating off the streets, the local food, and we always wanted, you know, immerse ourselves in culture.
Local, experience what they experience. Yeah,
and that is beautiful because when you travel in that way, then you get to hear the true essence of how people live. And also the generosity of what's in the world.
And also, you know, nowadays there weren't phones then. So we would just land in Ecuador and then just speak to somebody, find a local backpackers, and then find our way into the Amazon for 7 days.
There used to be a shoestring book. I wonder if it was called
The Lonely Planet. There was a book called The Lonely Planet, where it used to recommend certain things and you'd have to go through the book and find a place to stay.
Bear in mind, Stuart, your IT, which is what we have here, you know, studied IT programming, and then you kind of dumped the digital part of your life and went into travel. And I love what you said, you know, backpacking was your way, eating from the streets there. And please, listeners, when this beautiful cup means eating off the streets, I mean living happily with locals.
Yeah, sorry, when I said that, I was a bit worried. didn't mean actually literally. I was quite lucky because my boss gave me sabbatical kind of whenever I wanted. So it's like I went to Canada for 2 weeks and I ended up staying 8 months and then snowboarding. And then, but I'd phone my boss when I arrived back in London and he would say, right, see you back at work. So we worked hard when we worked. So we were quite lucky to always have work to come back to. So, you know, so when we worked hard.
And you guys met at uni?
When we were students in our second year, I think.
We're at a very drunken party. So it didn't really fit with our lifestyle now.
And Stewie had long, long surfer's hair, and he was probably one of the drunkest guy on the dance floor, and I thought, man, he's nice.
I can see how you look at John. It is, it's so beautiful. And I say, you know, really refreshing. Let me ask you a question. How long have you guys been together?
Well, married 20.
Married 22 years.
Yeah, and well, the first time we kissed was 93.
And we got married in 2001. So 22 plus 7.
Wow.
So 29 years, yeah.
Yeah.
29 years, and look at the way you look at each other. And I don't want to keep sopping into this, but here's the thing. It's important because let's look at this. We could say some people stay together because they make a lot of money. We could say some people stay together because they've had children and they feel obligated. Some people stay together because they're enriched in debt and they have to stay together. And then some people stay together because just organically it fits. And regardless of what you go through in life, you just know that you're designed to work into each other, for each other in life.
We and have the same goals, the same drive and the same philosophy and the same everything. So
it resonate the same.
Yeah.
There's some hard days. It's in South Africa, there's a saying, it's not all manskane in the rooster. It's not moonshine and roses everywhere.
I could be a difficult person.
But
I have no doubt, Marissa, love, you have to be very patient with this young gun.
Yeah.
But I'd rather be irritated by Stu than anybody else. So
I hope my wife thinks the same. Well, actually, she does. She says, you know, you're like a little boy, Paul. She says, I'm like Peter Pan, the boy who never grew up. And I have no intentions of growing up either. Do you know what I mean?
But Paul, there was one stage I remember sitting at work as in IT, and we did big jobs for Central London. We used to fit out massive buildings with thousands of users, and I remember sitting there one day thinking, "Is this it? Is this what I'm going to be doing for the next 60 years?" And it just didn't sit with me. And when our son was born. We always said that as soon as our son was born, we were going to move back to South Africa. Yeah. And literally, Marissa fell pregnant. And without even thinking, we put the house on the market and we were out of there. It was just...
It wasn't like... it sort of just organically happened. We knew it was the right time.
Do you feel that out of all the countries you visited, that South Africa offered you the most? Or did it just feel it was the place that made you whole?
I don't know if you remember the book The Alchemist.
No.
Paulo Clio, and it's a thin little book, you must look out for it, and he actually wrote about this boy that traveled from Egypt or something, but he by foot and went through the whole world and he found this tree. But now it's a beautiful story. And then when he woke up and he realized the tree was basically very close to his home. So he went and it's a spiritual book and how you feel like you pick up lessons around on your journey. And then you come and you realize, hey, I'm actually, and I often think of that book that even Port Elizabeth, I never thought 30 years ago that I'll live here forever and be so like soul happy.
Yeah.
And because, you know, you'd be out in, I thought maybe we'll stay in Spain, Aussie, wherever. But that always feels like, I think, home is home.
And we have family and we wanted to be by the sea and we wanted our son to grow up in the same environment. And you know, South Africa has its problems, definitely, but it's an unbelievably beautiful, free kind of country to live in.
You know, Stuart, yourself, as I say, Herbalife is a backbone to a lot of your, I'm going to say, philosophies in how you live. But also when I come into what is, you know, the wellness coach, consultant, we could say health and fitness are a big part. I think for most modern people now have a health and fitness side to them. You know, I certainly do myself. But let me come back to, you know, the wellness coach. This is something that is not run by Herbalife, because I want to separate those both, okay? You are very much someone that is very unique. Again, I'm guessing, and I wanted to come back on this, you took all your travels, You took all those experiences that created that foundation to who is the wellness coach there. Because wellness coach is quite a broad word, mind. Now, I wish that you could really pin it down to something very much unique for me. But sometimes we find it hard to see that in ourselves. But there is a uniqueness. And I don't have to go to Marissa and ask this. I would like you to present that to me. What is unique about you? Because I don't want Herbalife to be your uniqueness. And I also want the wellness coach to be that. There is something deeper than that. That's for sure, Stuart.
But I think you're right. From all the experiences that we've had and all the people we've met, and we've built massive relationships with a lot of people around the world. I mean, you know, we've got friendships, strong friendships and ties with so many people. Yeah. And I think that's something that's made it easier to help people spiritually with their mindset. And, you know, as you know, wellness is all about, you have to have the right mindset. Mm-hmm. So as a coach, we helping people get healthy, but we're doing it in a way that they're ready for it and they're open to it, and we help them. So it's almost like a psychological kind of journey through, you know, and people stick with us for a long time. Yeah. You know, people want to get healthy. And I think since, a lot to do with positivity. And I think since COVID, you know, that horrible word, you know, a lot of people are a lot more open to wanting to be healthy, and now they're actually ready for it. And so what we try and do is filter right into the families as well. Mm-hmm. Young people, old people, you know, the thing is, for us, being healthy is about waking up positive. You feel so much more positive when you're healthy. Your mind's open. You can get up with purpose. Lots more energy, and also you have in the workplace, productivity goes through the roof when people their energy's up and they're feeling great. So our focus massively is how people feel on a daily basis and their energy levels. Everything else kind of comes around, like, you know, we deal a lot with weight loss and things like that. But that's a byproduct of living a healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of, and we I think we do that in a very casual way. You know, we're not
simple.
It's not like go, passionate, simple, casual way. And I think that's what attracts a lot of people to us. And you know, we get to work with people in 16 different countries, mm-hmm. you know, so we have the ability to work with people. We run workshops or challenges or whatever with people, you know, in New Zealand and Australia and the UK and Germany and Ghana and Zambia, and doesn't matter where they are, we're able to actually get to those people and help them no matter where they are.
That is beautiful. I love what you're doing.
And love it. We really do love what we do. And there's nothing better than somebody coming back to you and going, man, I feel absolutely amazing. Or, you know, we can't make medical claims because it's amazing what the body can actually do when you give it the right resources. It can actually heal itself. Yeah. So we can't make medical claims, but the testimonials over 15 years of what we've heard, it's just mind-boggling.
I truly believe that the organic body got led into a disillusion for many years. You know, we've been proving the importance and the strength of medicine, and it is important. You know, it has a huge part to play, we could say, on what is the elongated life compared to 100 years ago. But I also believe that, you know, we are now entering a new mindset of what is alternative, what is looking at the natural approach to really strengthening the micro layers of who we are on every sense. You know, we are now spirit, not just, I mean, spiritual healing was something was like a woo-woo for many years. You know, I'm a big fan of spiritual healing. You know,
that's part of what
we do. Yeah, absolutely. No, I was a professional medium for 10 years. I traveled all over the world, so spent a lot of time around all kinds of spiritual healers. And I've experienced some amazing changes in people's lives, you know. So it really is. And I do believe that we are transitioning now to a stronger mindset, to realizing that, you know, power couples like yourself have more than a place, actually have, you know, a strong foundation alongside what is, you know, what is modern day medicine? And on our note, I'm going to dive us back into a commercial, our last commercial. When I come back there, Stuart, you're going to shout out your details, okay? Because we want to know how we can get hold of yourself also. So listeners, we're going to dive into our last commercial. You best be back after this. If you're not, I'll be chasing you down the line for sure. We'll be back in about 60 seconds. No, 90 seconds. Who knows? Who cares?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Happy days, and yes, where are you? You are with Paul from UK Health Radio, and I am really pushing it out today. I have an energy power couple with me, which is, of course, Marissa and Stuart Holler. Holler.
It's fine.
Anyway, it's good. Yeah, exactly.
Well, do you know what? Let's just holler it out. Because these people deserve the recognition. And Stuart, before when we went to the commercial, I said, do you know what? Share your contact details. How do we find you, my friend?
Okay. The easiest way to get hold of me is really on email. So because then we can send out whatever you're interested. So it's Stuart, Stuart. At lwg.co.za. That stands for Lifestyle Wellness Group. So Stuart at lwg.co.za. That's probably the easiest way. And then we can move forward from there. Yeah.
Okay. Happy days. And I've got a ton of social media connections that will go out to the show anyway, listeners. So you'll be able to get hold of this beautiful power couple that we have with us today. And that's why we wanted them on, because do you know what? There is nothing more beautiful than sharing the love that you feel coming from these two people. And Stuart, let's talk a little bit about, you know, your workshops, because you mentioned it before we went into the first commercial, the second commercial, actually. So tell us a little bit about those guys.
Yeah. So you know, we run all sorts of international challenges. Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, the word challenge isn't necessarily the right thing, because a challenge means there's a beginning and an end.
Yeah.
So we want to call it, we actually call it our health marathons.
Oh, wow.
And they continue, we run two a month, and but they're really much about us coaching people through, you know, what is a great eating plan. We find out what they want, snack ideas, exercise ideas.
Mm.
And so there's online coaching, and we find out what people want. And obviously we use our Herbalife nutrition, but we use it in conjunction. It's just our healthy kind of vehicle that we use to get people high protein, high nutrition, low calories. But we also guide them and we help them and we support them.
It's basically a holistic health journey, so that you get your support of exercise, nutrition, and a bit of mindset. And
what we focus on a lot is the microbiome, you know, the digestive health, because, you know, everything happens. There's more and more research being done about the microbiome, your digestive health, where everything happens. And you can't sort out any person's nutrition or
deficiencies
or anything. You can't absorb nutrients unless you're actually sorting out your digestive system.
Wow.
And over 70% of humans have got some kind of digestive problem. Over 70% of humans on the planet, that's what they say. You know, they always throw out stats at us.
Research
says.
Wow. Let me jump in, because also, Stuart, you were chosen by Herbalife to represent South Africa on a stage numerous times. You've been a keynote speaker, my friend.
Yes.
Yeah. So we have lots of trainings in South Africa, large events where they bring up speakers to come and focus on certain subjects, on certain trainings. For not only distributors, but customers. And
or just MC the whole event.
MC an event or, you know, so it's giving back. You know, we're trying to give back as much as we possibly can. And we're also trying to train and coach our team, because remember that we help our clients, but we've also got a massive amount of team that do what we do, and we train them and we duplicate what we're doing through them to help more people.
Wow.
That's our main mission.
adding value to the community.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Adding value to the community.
There it is. You know, there is, Marissa. You jumped in and saved it again, love. Because you always So you go, Stuart. You come in with the guts of it, and then Marissa just comes in those drops of wisdom that make you look good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is.
Mark drop. Boom.
Yeah, it's like, let me help you out there, husband, and boof, in comes the insight, and then Stuart gets enlightened. I mean, that's what we see happening here. It's like, Marissa, you give him the insights, he gets enlightened, and you go, oh, bless him, he feels good. Now there's another, and there's another.
Because
that's what I get from my good lady, you know. She's so wise that I say things, and she just drops in that insight that makes what I just said look so good. Then she steps back and leaves me elevate.
Now that you've said that, I can picture it happening all the time now.
That's the sign of a beautiful couple. Because it's clear, Stuart, that your mission is to be sure that Marissa loves Marissa. And Marissa, it's clear that your mission is to make Stuart love Stuart. You know, and that was the game today. That was the message today. That's why, you know, often on these shows, they have people come on and they've got this big, massive business behind them, big, huge, you know. I didn't want that. What I wanted to get on the show was a couple that were in love because they share the same life currency. And it doesn't matter whether they had money, whether there was no money, lots of money, lived in a tent, lived in a home, lived in a mansion. I wanted to find a couple that, you know what, were in love because they were two earth beings and loved each other because they were earth beings. That's what I found, you listeners. That's who I have in front of me. I don't see dripping jewelry and money being thrown out like it's confetti. What I see is life. And I see you both being saturated by life with each other, for each other. And thank you.
I feel like I've got so much from being on your show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? After what you've said. And it's so true. We're here to add value, to help people. And people need help. You know, mental health is a huge problem out there at the moment in our youngsters. You know, we've had some tragedies, you know, with very young people that are close to us. And so mental health is a huge part of what we're trying to help people with as well. And that's part about being healthy. It's about the whole approach.
I love it. And I do. Marissa, did you want to?
We all need each other. So in what Sue and I do, when you say when you enjoy yourself and you have fun, you don't work a day in your life. We actually do work hard, but it's so, we need each other to keep life happy and to keep healthy.
Yes.
And I think we sort of, it's exciting to know what's happening in the future because it's simple life, but a rich life, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And here it is, we have completely run out of time. But here's the thing, I'm going to put it out there. And you two beautiful guys are going to promise me one thing, that you always have one proper kiss a day every day. One proper kiss a day every day.
Proper.
Let's make sure that happens. And listeners, you know what? It's been a beautiful show. It's been lovely to have this power couple on there. A huge thank you to Marissa and Stuart for coming on, sharing your life, sharing your beautiful togetherness. It has been beautiful. Listeners, until this time next week, love the person you want to love. Let them love you back. And remember the importance of that share of gratitude. Happy days, and I will see you, boom, this time next week. Bye for now.
We invite you to listen and grow to this power business and lifestyle magazine show.
With hosts Paul and Debreeze, experts in business, leadership and lifestyle.
Skilling you softly to a successful you.